Have you ever come back from a trip thinking that you probably paid more than you should have? Have you ever come back from a trip and thought to yourself, I probably could have saved some more money on that hotel. I could have found a better deal for that flight. If only. A lot of us tend to have buyer's remorse after we come back from a trip. We all enjoy the trip, but we always think that we could have done better. Saved some money, saved some time, and done a lot better than what we have. If you're in that boat, then you're at the right place. Hello and welcome to the Travel Dialogue Podcast. Our goal is to make you a smarter traveler. Now, you may be wondering, why am I starting this podcast? Let me tell you my backstory. Back in 2012, I had to travel to work to San Francisco every few weeks. This meant that I had to book a flight and a hotel stay every now and then. Like many others, I started off like a rookie, flying different airlines, staying at different hotels. I had no clue whatsoever. I had no clear strategy. A year passed by and I realized that I was making a lot of mistakes. I decided that I'm going to book a certain flight and stay with a certain hotel chain. In my case, it was flying Virgin America, staying at Hilton properties, given their vast coverage around the world. Slowly but surely, I started getting into the deep end of credit card rewards and loyalty programs. And before I knew it, I was diving deep and swimming with the sharks, as they say. Over the last 10 years, thanks to my experience with credit card rewards and loyalty programs, I've been able to cover over 25 states of the United States of America. In addition to traveling to 25 countries around the world, covering 6 continents of this beautiful, beautiful planet of ours. My goal with this podcast is to share that journey, how I went from a rookie and a beginner to where I'm today, and how credit card rewards and loyalty programs help fuel my trips around the world, whether it is traveling all over India, or going to the Maldives, or going to Europe, or going to New Zealand. How did I do it? Which loyalty programs did I utilize correctly? My goal is to help you get there. Each one of us has their own dream destination, be it domestic or international. I hope that by listening to this podcast, I'm able to help you get closer to your travel goal. Now, why should you subscribe to the channel? Let me give you 4 clear reasons. Number one, industry experts. Our goal with this podcast is to invite some of the foremost minds in the industry and talk to them about the latest travel trends. Believe it or not, some of the best advice that I have ever received is by simply having conversations with some of the smartest people I've met during my travels. You never know, some of the best advice and tips might come from the front desk manager or from the bartender or from the general manager. Just have to keep talking. Our goal with this podcast is to talk to them about their experiences so they can help you travel smart. The second reason, and this is one of my favorites, destination experts. We want to cover some of the smartest travelers around the globe, be it solo women travelers or family travelers. There's so many different types of travelers out there. Each one of them has their own unique experiences all over the world, be it backpacking through Europe or sailing across different continents through cruises. We talk to some of the best minds who have expertise on a given destination. This could be a particular city, a country, or a continent. Our goal is to share some of that insider information that only a few people know about, those who have been there often enough to travel like a local. Number 3, travel news and deals. We all have very busy lives. You have to drop the kids to school, you have stuff to do at work, you have to do so many things during the day, and you often tend to miss out on some of those deals, and you then wonder, gosh, if only I'd had a look at it back then. Our goal is to share deals with you as they come in, be it through shorter reels or longer discussions, so that the next time you're looking to book that dream trip, you stay tuned to this podcast and don't miss out. Number 4, and this is really, really where the rubber hits the road. Deep dives and guides. What is a deep dive? Have you ever wondered, looking at the Marriott Bonvoy program, how complicated it really is? The group underwent acquisitions, it merged with Starwood Hotels, It has so many different brands. What are the different rules? What are different regulations and restrictions when you redeem points? Are there different earning rates? Are there different rules pertaining to breakfast? How do elite nights work in the program? There's so many complications. And I just mentioned one hotel program. And there's several of them, not just hotel programs, but also airline loyalty programs around the world. Each one has its own idiosyncrasy and quirk. Our goal is to cover some of these loyalty programs in depth so that you can plan that trip based on some of those niche deals that you can often find hidden somewhere in the corner of an award chart. All right, so these are four compelling reasons for you to follow the podcast. Whenever I am at a social gathering or at a friend's place for dinner, I'm always asked about my travels, and I often start replying in detail about how I booked my trip. One of the most common pushbacks that I've heard from friends is that, Ashish, I don't have enough time for this. These things are so complicated. I just can't wrap my head around this. How do I go about this? Well, let me tell you one thing. I was in the same boat as you are a few years back. I was a rookie as well. I had just started off. I had no idea how these things work. Slowly but surely, I started getting into the deep end and getting more confident as I started redeeming and earning more miles and points. I always use this one as my favorite example to explain this to my friends. If you've been to the gym and started doing push-ups, did you immediately start doing 50 or 60 push-ups in one go? No, you didn't really have the confidence or the strength. You first did 5, then 10, then 20, then 30, then 40, and eventually you got to the summit. That's exactly how everything in life is, isn't it? It always seems difficult before it becomes easy. Credit card rewards, loyalty programs are no different. While the initiation might seem very, very onerous and tough, once you get into the deep end, you will be really, really thankful to yourself that you did this. So what are you waiting for? Subscribe to the podcast and hop onto the journey as we take you around the world with some of the smartest people. Let's go. All right. If you found this content engaging and interesting, I would highly encourage you to subscribe to the channel, the Travel Dialogue Podcast on YouTube. If you're on X, Instagram, you can follow us at travel_dialogue. If you're active on Facebook, then you can simply look up the Travel Dialogue Podcast and follow us over there. You can also support the podcast through different platforms, one of them being PayPal. You'll find all the links in the description below. In addition, if you also want to get access to our podcast, we are also available on some of your favorite podcasting platforms like Apple, Google Play, and more. That's the very first episode of the Travel Dialogue Podcast, done and dusted. We hope that you enjoyed the introductory episode. We hope to see you very soon. Until then, have a good one. Take care.